Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
140 out of 193 UN members already recognise the state of Palestine. The UN itself considers it a non-member observer state, meaning it can speak but not vote. It was given that status when, in 2011, US threats of a veto were enough to thwart full membership. Still, it was seen as progress. This week, the Palestinian envoy to the UN, Riyad Mansour, revived the bid.
It was a historic moment then, and now that historic moment has been revived again.
A committee is expected to hold a vote on it on Thursday. It would then go to the Security Council and finally the UN General Assembly. Gilad Erdan, Israel's UN ambassador, says his country, a full member, is firmly against it.
The UN has been sabotaging peace in the Middle East for years, but today marks the beginning of a point of no return.
Maya Unger is a UN analyst with the International Crisis Group, an independent organisation working to prevent wars. She says timing is key.
I think that the six-month mark is particularly symbolic because we're at a point of reflection. But there also is a feeling that we are at a point now that we weren't in 2011 in terms of solidarity of the broader global community for the Palestinian cause.
While UN membership doesn't mean a two-state solution, both sides see it as giving Palestine more legitimacy. Eyal Mayroz, a senior lecturer in peace and conflict studies at the University of Sydney, says within Israel, support has gone backwards.
And the public at the moment is very fearful of the creation of a Palestinian state not 70 kilometers away from Tel Aviv, but 10 or 5 kilometers from Tel Aviv, which one day may fall into Hamas' hands. So I think the prospects for Palestinian state, as far as the Israeli public and Israeli politics are concerned, has gone backwards because of the 7 October attack.
He says that fear is stoked by Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Netanyahu is one of the many reasons there hasn't been a two-state solution since the Oslo peace process began 30 years ago. Analysts say Mr. Netanyahu is now clinging onto power because of support from the far right and his threats that a successor would allow statehood. Eyal Mayroz again.
I don't think that Netanyahu will continue and his government will continue to lead Israel as soon as the war is over. The question, I guess, is what will happen once a government shifts to what I would call as the right-center leadership. And it is unclear how far they would go, but certainly a lot would ride on American pressures, international pressures.
In its charter, the UN says membership is open to all other peace-loving states. Most members agree that threshold has been met. But history may repeat. If the US uses its veto power in the Security Council, this bid is over. US Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the US position hasn't changed. That position is membership should only come after a peace deal. Ben Saul is the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights.
The US does not take a principled position consistent with international law when it comes to dealing with Israel and Palestine.
But Maya Unger says it doesn't necessarily mean the whole endeavour would be fruitless.
This time around, you might actually be able to get some more concessions, right? Could you elevate this idea of non-member statehood, observer state status? Could you improve the conditions that come with that? You know, we really are in uncharted territory right now, which on the one hand means there's an opportunity for nothing to happen. On the other hand, means there's an opportunity for real innovation.
Meaning without full membership, they could still claw new powers, like some voting rights or permission to table resolutions. That story by Liz Maddock for SBS News. I'm Alan Lee.
SBS
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.